The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You here at Community Talk Radio 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm Rebecca Miller, your host for today, along with our co-host Otto Loos and radio show producer extraordinaire Christina Liu. And of course, thanks to Dan Cox, who is the director of WCWP.org, bringing this show to you. So we just were speaking with George Martinez. Christina, he's so amazing. I mean, the information and this RoboPet, I just know you're like, you probably put an order in for one for your mother. I don't know.
No, it was so wonderful, you know, and once again, you know, we literally, it's nice to be able to say this every show, but the guests that we have on are so invested in, you know, their job. And you could tell that with George, you know, even, you know, he shared some personal tidbits about his life. So this is, you know, working with seniors and is really something he's clearly passionate about. And I think, you know, we've been talking about this RoboPets topic since the pandemic, you know, it was a hot topic between Otto and myself a lot, because you kept seeing it really pop up during, you know, COVID. And a couple of weeks back, we had on the Town of North Hempstead Animal Shelter. And they were talking, you know, about how really a lot of people were adopting pets as well during that time. So I wanted to kind of give, you know, both sides of, you know, the companionship thing, because I think it's nice. You know, obviously on paper, you see RoboPet and you're like, how could this be doing the same thing as, you know, an actual live pet? But it's nice to see that, you know, it can, especially for people who, you know, have different ailments and whatnot that they can't take care of, you know, an actual pet. So,
you know, some people just can't take care of an actual pet because they're going to hurt themselves or fall over them, or they just can't do it. So this is a good substitution. It's, you know, is it is it perfect for everyone? No, but there will be some people who will be quite happy.
No, and I've seen, you know, I mean, for such a long time, you know, with Alzheimer's patients, you know, the benefits of this are so great. So it's nice to, it's interesting to see. And I'm sure as technology, you know, evolves, you know, so will this too. So it's, it was just, I'm glad we kind of got a little clued into that. And I want to remind people that if you know someone that might be interested in this or any other kind of service that the county provides for seniors, you can call 516-227-8900. They open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So you can call them and get some good information if you need. So,
And one other thought, I mean, you probably discussed this before too, is, you know, you never have to experience, I guess, theoretically, loss of the pet. You know, maybe you upgrade, I don't know, it's the, you know, or that kind of memory that the robo pet seems to get as they kind of become more familiar with you and your habits and they respond to those, then they maybe could put that brain in another one that can do more stuff. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But you really don't have to, I guess, experience losing.
They don't die. You just replace the battery.
Right.
It's like replacing a kid's like goldfish. You know, like, no, it's the same goldfish. It's fine.
Same thing. Right.
But no, it's really, I think that's important, Beck, because, you know, I always say with my husband, because Jay, of course, always wants a dog. And I'm not, you know, I love my brother's dog who lived with us. I was very attached to, but I'm like, you know, I'm very selective with my my animal liking. But I said to him, I said, I couldn't bear the thought, you know, when we lost our cats that we had, it was just so upsetting. You know, we had them.
Gosh,
and it was just, you know, so that's a great point you have, because I was like, I can't even imagine having to like go through that again. So it's definitely something I think that is great, especially for a senior that's already alone and has been through so much loss to begin with. You know, that's a great point that they could, that could be the case. So very interesting, very great segment.
Very interesting.
And it's nice to have the partnership between the county and North Hempstead in recent times has been really wonderful. So
Right. You know, one of the comments he made was about his staff and about how dedicated they are. And I think that's an image that a lot of people have that they really have to shake. Mm-hmm. Like his department and Project Independence, who I've had enough exposure to, are beautiful examples of where government does things in a positive way. Not all government is negative. You know, and both of those organizations, Project Independence and the one that George is responsible for, are beautiful examples of government doing positive things to help people.
No, you're right. You know, and that's something that I think really, you know, we always knew how fabulous we were, but but I think during this COVID time, you know, you really saw like what a lifeline, essentially, you know, programs like this became for seniors who, you know, there was so much, you know, you didn't know what information was going on, you know, and how to get in, what kind of services to get. Everyone was kind of in this state of panic. So it became really something even more so, you know, of, you know, you needed it to kind of get the information. And I think, you know, when he shared also, George, like what Project Independence did with calling, you know, different seniors and maintaining that connection, you know, and I think that that was so important and got people through, you know, a crazy time of lockdown, you know, that none of us kind of expected. So it's certainly wonderful. That's a great point, Otto, because I think there always is that misconception and kind of weariness about, you know, certain government things. And sometimes some government things give other, you know, a bad name. But I have to say, you know, with these local governments, I think are shining examples of really being able to help the people, and especially seniors.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I know government in some ways has a bad name. I mean, you know, we do collect taxes. You have to, you know,
right.
We have departments that, you know, have highway and have to close things off. And, you know, I think that overall government are mean well. And, you know, it's funny because I was thinking when George said he thanked his staff, Otto, it's like even when we were speaking with Laura Curran a few shows mm-hmm. ago, and we were, you know, just kind of giving kudos to her and, you know, to her, you know, what's happening through COVID and divisiveness and then coming back. And she was like, hey, you know, it's not just me. I mean, and it really was like an awakening. It's true. Yeah. It's so nice to really acknowledge that there are people that are really like shining at their job. And, you know, here we are representing our department. You know, we look good. This is what we're doing. We're telling her, but we have a very small department now, very dedicated staff, incredible partnerships. And so, you know, we're all able to be here and kind of want to say even brag about the program and the wonderful things, but it's not just Christina or I or Otto. It's the whole team. It's the residents. I mean, we have great residents too here in North Hempstead. I mean, they're really, you know, they're learning. I think so much of COVID too was a learning experience for everybody. You know, we had to learn how our residents could get through this, and they had to kind of connect with us. And how do we stay connected? I'm bringing that word up a lot, but anyway.
No, but it's true though. But I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, that's the truth, what you're saying. It was certainly, and I think that always at Project Independence's core though, you know, we always say it was all these, you know, these three pieces of, you know, the government officials, of course, you know, our department and the residents, and then all of our partnerships, you know, out there. You know, so it all kind of forms this big interconnected puzzle. And I think that that's how all of us, you know, were able to get through this time together. You know, and I mean, listen, I say it all the time on here with the radio program. Les, it was great that we were getting great guests and giving great information, you know, but it really, for my own self, you know, served as kind of like a therapy. You know, I was home, you know, and kind of we were all venting and voicing and sharing our way of navigating this, you know, crazy time, you know, and I think that that's what was so important in times like that, because unfortunately, you know, what we see in the media are, you know, these divisive things constantly, you know, so it's really nice to see when everyone kind of comes together, you know, whatever their differences may or may not be, to get through it. And that's how we did it. And I think all in all, we were able to have amazing guests on and continue. I mean, we're still doing this through Zoom. Who knows how long we'll be doing that, but the plus side, as Otto mentioned earlier, is, you know, we're able to get guests on that really would be as hard to kind of fit into their schedule because of the commuting. And then, and, you know, and it's a safety feature too. You know, we never know what's happening. So right now this is the safest option for all of us. And I think it's really great that we have these amazing guests. You know, I always find myself sitting here just captivated by what's being said and all the golden nuggets that are being shared. So it was another good one. Another one for the books, guys.
Right. You know, I'm sorry, but when you go on the town's website and you go to the Project Independence radio section and you look and you see there's 10 years worth of stories there, that's a lot. And, yeah. and frankly, impossible to listen to it all. Yeah. You know, but you can search by topics that might be of interest and hear stuff that's still relevant in most cases, even though it was 10 years ago. Yeah, there's a lot of good things been discussed with a lot of people who know what they're doing.
But there, you know, it's a place, obviously, that we're able to showcase people that are doing great things in the community, especially, you know, and even residents. I mean, those are some of my favorites, you know, just the interesting resident who has lived such a colorful life, you know, and explaining their kind of story and journey. And you know, of course, our random, you know, talks that we have, it's quite the variety of things you can get on topics and whatnot. And I hope to continue to do that. Obviously, we're going to be approaching our 10th year next month, which is crazy to think of. But, you know, I'm busy planning in my brain, of course, what is going to be the theme gift? You know what I mean?
So one more tidbit, Christina, on staff. And I know that we talk about Christina a lot and the wonderful show and how she pulls together every week this incredible guest roster, makes sure the show has their hosts and it airs and works with WCWP.org and all that stuff that you do every single week. This is not Christina's only job. This is just part of it. So it's kind of like you see Christine and you know all the hard work and hours and time that goes into this radio show. But Christine is also recently made the Director of Senior Citizen Affairs for the Department of Services for the Aging, where she has worked now for 12 years?
I don't even know. I started interning in like 2008, 2009, I believe. I can never keep track of how long I've been there. So it's been a long time.
So she has a ton of responsibility and is kind of, I want to say, I don't even know. She's the liaison. She's the producer of DOSA. She works with all the social workers and staffs, keeps everybody on track, feeds information to everybody. She is the editor, the pioneer newsletter, couldn't be done without her. She's our direct connect with our communications department. So there's so many things that...
Well, Beth, that's why we had you co-host today for that very reason.
And, you know, it's just interesting because, you know, when he did bring up that whole staff element, it made me think, you know...
Yeah, well... And that's what I also want to, and I know, you know, this is my time to, you know, thank our
this
department, because as Rex said, we are a department of very few people, you know, at its core, you know, yet we subcontract some social workers and nurses, but the town, you know, DOSA itself is just a couple of people and, you know, everyone's so invested there and everyone wears a bazillion hats. As, you know, Rebecca said wonderful things about me and I can say the same about her. You know, Miss Rebecca is on vacation today. And of course, you know, as we know, John's been having some health stuff. So I called my friend. I said, I think you're on vacation. I'm not sure. And she said, no worries. You know, I'll be there. And that's the mentality. And I think the overall slogan of our department, you know, it's kind of a team thing and someone's always willing to pitch in. So it's an honor to work with a great group of people like that. So.
Well, you know what? Let's take a break because we can't top that dedication. We'll be right back with Project Independence in You on Community Talk Radio.